Long-term care can be a financial blind spot for many. It's easy to think that it's just something you and your family will deal with if it happens, but the more you understand what's involved, the more prepared you and your loved ones can and should be if the need arises. This week, we're going to take a look at four ways to consider paying for the cost of long-term care. According to www.longtermcare.gov, someone turning age 65 today has almost a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care services and support in their remaining years. Women generally need care longer, 3.7 years, as compared to men at 2.2 years. One-third of today's 65-year-olds may never need long-term care support, but 20% will need it for longer than 5 years. I want to share some insights from a personal story this week about Grandmama. No, not Grandmama, aka Larry Johnson from the Converse commercials in the early to mid-1990s. In this case, we're talking about my own Grandmama. I was new in the business, primarily focused on the investment side of things, and my own grandmother, Grandmama, wanted to better understand long-term care insurance. Grandmama was widowed at an early age and was very independent. Frankly, a lot of my early lessons about money, including what to do and at times what not to do, came from her. She worked and had some assets with the intent to pass them on someday and wanted to know what long-term care insurance might look like for her. I was certainly no expert in long-term care, so I phoned a friend and brought in a longtime Mutual of Omaha advisor. His name was Dave. Have you dealt with a long-term care need in your family and are ready to talk to somebody about your options? If so, go to www.makeitpersonalpodcast to learn more or to schedule a no-obligation conversation with one of our advisors. And now back to the story. My name is Mark Sigursky, and I'm the Director of Strategy and Communications for Mutual of Omaha Advisors, a division of Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha is just one of a handful of companies who are still writing individual long-term care policies today. In fact, Mutual of Omaha offers various solutions for the options we will discuss today, and our advisors are asked to us to a full range of options from other companies as well. Even average long-term care costs can be out of reach for many people without a plan in place. Medicare, contrary to common belief, doesn't cover long-term care for an extended period. And while Medicaid does, the program is only for those with low incomes and very limited assets. As you plan for retirement, evaluate these four options for managing the cost of long-term care should you need it. Option number one, paying out of pocket. Option number two, long-term care insurance. Option number three, hybrid policies. And option number four, deferred income annuities. Now let's break each of these down in a little bit more detail. Option number one, paying out of pocket. If you have enough assets, you could rely on them to pay for care as needed. The likelihood of needing care and how much you might end up paying will depend on where you live, as well as personal factors. For instance, does your family's health history put you at risk of an illness that would require lengthy care? Gender can also be a factor. Again, women are more likely to develop a severe long-term care need than men, require assistance for more than 2 years, and spend time in a nursing home. To check the price tag in your state, there are calculators to compare the cost of care today and what it might be in the future, and this includes a cost of care calculator that you can find at mutualofomaha.com. And now option two, long-term care insurance. For the many Americans who can't afford to pay for care out of pocket and have too many assets to qualify for Medicaid, a long-term care policy can be one strategy. It may also be a good option for those who want to preserve their assets for heirs. Long-term care insurance covers the cost of care in a nursing home, but many policies also cover care delivered at home, in an assisted living facility, and even at adult daycare centers. Coverage typically starts after there are signs of cognitive impairment or inability to do 2 out of 6 daily living activities, such as eating, dressing, or bathing. Your employer may, in fact, offer long-term care insurance that you can take when you leave the job, or you can buy individual coverage. Frankly, I've had some long-term care coverage in place for some time that was part of an old group long-term care plan that Mutual of Omaha offered. For individual or standalone policies, you generally choose a monthly benefit level, whether to add inflation protection to increase the sum over time, and a benefit period. A common benefit period is 3 to 5 years, but yours could stretch longer if you don't use your full monthly benefit. Couples, too, may elect to buy policies with a shared benefit, which allows one partner to tap the other's benefit if needed. Policies and features vary widely, so it's helpful to work with an experienced advisor who's got long-term care experience to guide you through your options. Some advisors suggest the best time to buy a policy is in your mid-50s, as premiums can be lower at that age, as you're less likely to have a health condition that would make you ineligible. As I've turned 50 in the past year, and my wife will soon as well, we'll give consideration as to what additional coverage or plans we may need as part of our overall plan. Okay, on to option number 3, hybrid policies. Many consumers are reluctant to buy a long-term care policy that they may not use. That's why hybrid policies combining long-term care and life insurance benefits have grown more popular in the last decade. This option did not exist back when Dave and I visited with Grandma Ma back in the late 1990s. With a hybrid policy, whether you need care or not, you and your heirs can get some use out of the policy. You generally buy a hybrid policy in a lump sum or over a set number of years. If you need long-term care, the policy will help cover the cost of the bills up to a limit, often around 3 times your initial investment. If you don't need care, or very little of it, your heirs will receive a death benefit, as generally hybrid policies are built on a life insurance chassis. There are also hybrid policies that combine long-term care and annuity. Benefits are also available and work much the same way. If you don't use the long-term care coverage, you can draw upon the annuity benefit or pass it on to your heirs. The corporate centers would like me to say to be aware that because hybrid policies are doing more than one job, they may cost more than a standalone long-term care policy. Though in fairness, you're also getting a policy that's doing more than one job for the price. Finally, on to option number 4, deferred income annuities. Most long-term care claims begin when people are in their 80s, which could make a deferred income annuity a valuable tool for managing those bills. The annuity does not provide long-term care coverage. Instead, it may provide a stream of income that can help pay for your care. When you buy the deferred income annuity from an insurance company, you choose when you want payments to start and for how long. Payments can begin as soon as 2 years or as far out as 4 decades. You can opt to receive payments for a set number of years or for the rest of your life or your spouse's life. Insurers often offer other features to tailor the annuity to your needs, although this will affect your payouts. The government several years ago changed the tax rules to encourage the purchase of a deferred income annuity, also called longevity insurance. In fact, there is a type of deferred income annuity called a qualified longevity annuity contract, or QLAC. The retirement funds you use to purchase a QLAC do not count towards your required minimum distributions, or RMD. However, in using them to purchase a QLAC, you'll be able to defer taking distribution from those funds until age 85 versus 73 as normal. In 2025, QLAC rules include a lifetime limit of $210,000 for individual purchases. This limit applies to all QLAC contracts purchased across all retirement accounts. The previous 25% limit on retirement assets allocated to a QLAC has been eliminated. The good news is that people are living longer. The bad news is that the longer we live, there's a greater risk that we will need long-term care services, which can be costly and financially devastating. Long-term care doesn't just affect an individual. It can impact their entire family. Family members provide the majority of informal care, which requires time, willingness, and sacrifice. The physical and emotional toll on the family caregiver can be very stressful and taxing. Long-term care insurance puts people in control, preserving their dignity and independence, protecting assets, and providing choice of care settings. So how does the story of Grandma Ma end? She went with option number 1 and chose to self-insure. However, there was never really much of a plan put in place for how all of it would work. She ended up in a nursing home where she lived out her last days, and it clearly was not the way she wanted to live. While we never revisited that decision that she made that day in her living room to forego individual long-term care insurance, however, I think about her and it regularly. Her legacy lives on in the work that I'm inspired to do and the planning that we've done for our family. The good news is that protecting yourself against a high cost of long-term care is something that is solvable with the help of a financial advisor. There are a lot of places where people seek financial advice or guidance on personal finance. The thing about personal finance is, well, it's personal. And if you want your plan to be personal, it has to be tailored to you. It's never too late to create a plan to give you the financial security and freedom that you deserve. Take control of your future and schedule a no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors today. Go to www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com to learn more or to connect with one of our advisors. While there, you can also download our ebook and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Also, please don't forget to like and subscribe the podcast. Have you had a personal experience dealing with long-term care of a loved one? Is it important for you to be able to choose where you will receive care if needed? If you're watching or listening on a platform where you can comment, please do so as I'm curious for your thoughts. At Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we understand personal finance is personal and financial well-being is essential to achieving your life's goals. Our vision is for every customer to be able to imagine, plan, and secure their financial futures. Make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.